Hey everybody, I hope you can see me because I don't have a cameraman, but I am recording this at night because it is a windy, gusty day, and longtime subscribers of realhomerecording.com will know that I love to cut to the chase with these videos whenever I review gear. And it's starting to kick up, the wind's starting to kick up, you could probably hear it rolling. And hopefully a wind gust is gonna come very soon so I can test this mic. Oh, here it goes. Okay, it's pretty windy right now. I'm gonna switch to the internal microphone so you guys can hear that. I might have to play it back, but I'm gonna switch back and forth between the internal camera microphone that does not have the wind bubble and to the wind bubble. The wind bubble, I had to buy this because we recorded a number of videos for a TV show. Now we were in testing phases. Here we go. The wind's really starting to kick up now. So we had to record outdoors with a lav microphone. And of course we had the dreaded wind all over the place. So actually this is probably my biggest test because I haven't shot on I wouldn't say it's like hurricane winds or tornado winds, but it's gusty enough. It's the gustiest it's ever been. And it should definitely be affecting the microphone. I'm sure it's affecting that one. And like I said, I'll be switching back and forth so you guys can hear it. And I guess I'll just wait for a really big gust to come, which might be coming right now. I keep hearing it on the tree behind me, but I'm not really getting it in this area. So maybe I'll walk around outside of the camera and see. Yeah, here we go. So I'm walking around, it's windy. I'm getting hit in the chest with wind. Now it's at my back, so I'll turn around. All right, now it's hitting me. If I walk towards this way, and I'm walking back towards the camera, it's quite windy right now, quite chilly actually. I really shouldn't be wearing shorts and a short sleeve shirt. But yeah, this area, because of the way the house is, isn't picking up a lot of wind. So I actually have to walk off camera. And I'm gonna turn the camera so you guys can at least see me. We'll see how this goes. Okay, again, it's still windy as I'm walking. Like I said, I can't really see where the camera's pointed. I'm gonna go over to where the light kind of is. And hopefully you guys can hear this. Actually, hopefully you can't hear the wind and you can only hear me. Now the thing with windscreens on microphones, they're nothing new, but the Bumblebee wind bubble is supposed to maintain the frequency response of the microphone while reducing a large amount of wind. And we're gonna see how well it did. Okay, I'll zoom in on this later, but I have the Bumblebee Industries, the BBI-L03, the brown color. Now they sell multiple different colors, and I actually wanted the black one. For some reason I was sent the brown one. Kind of disappointed about that. Not Bumblebee Industries' fault. It was a distributor, and I should have probably sent it back, but this thing was on like special order for about a month. It took a month, because I think Bumblebee, you know, they're not a huge company, but they made something that's supposed to sound good, you know, and maintain the frequency response of the microphone as if this thing wasn't even on. Now I will say, of course, it's definitely noticeable. Now, especially on a green shirt with the brown. Now, if you would have multiple colors, you could of course match it up. But what I want to do is, actually I'm going to back away from these steps right here because I'm hearing a little bit of acoustics. So I want to test out how good does this thing sound right here, right now, if I just yank it off and continue to talk. Hello, testing one, two. Oh, the wind's coming. Hold on. Actually, that's probably a good thing. Okay, so check 1, 2, 3, check 1, 2, 3. And hopefully that came off and I didn't move the microphone too much. So this is what it sounds like with the windscreen off. You've heard me enough with the windscreen on. How good does this sound? And so what I'm gonna do is go back And actually, I'm going to wait for a wind burst after I finish saying this. But I'm going to go back, listen to this, analyze how good it sounded with those wind gusts, which I would estimate between, they were probably like 15 mile per hour to 20 mile per hour wind gusts, and see how good this thing sounded compared to the internal microphone of the camera. So I'm going to wait so I can get the lav mic wind, and then I'll do a voiceover and talk about this, how everything went, and what I think of the whole package. Okay, here comes the wind. Here's a good little wind gust. So I'm gonna look towards it. And yeah, so it should be blowing. Come on, wind. Where you at? This way. I can't tell anymore. I'll wait for one more gust. Oh, I should mention that this is a Sennheiser MKE-2 Gold with going into a Sennheiser G2 wireless system. Going into a Sony PMW EX1 camera. Gain staged properly, by the way. It's important. Okay, here comes wind. Yay! Nope. It keeps getting that tree over there. If I could only elevate myself 30 feet. I could get a ladder. Nah, too much work. Let's see here. All right, I'm gonna walk towards the middle of the yard, see what happens. Check, check, check. Hopefully I'm not stepping in dog shit. Here we go, here's some wind. Blow, 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 wind. How's your wind going? Oh, that's it. A second of wind. That should be enough for you guys. I'm going in, I'm getting cold. I wasn't kidding about the dog shit. Nope, I think that's just dirt. But here's some more wind while I'm standing out here. That's enough recording. I don't want to make this video a 20-minute saga. Oh, here's some wind. You guys probably could hear that. So that should be good.